It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Gymnasium. We're here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it is a college basketball Saturday on CARE as the Ravens play host to Mid-America Nazarene. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer engineer in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. If you ever need to send him a letter, you just mail it to the station because he's there all the time. It's like a second home for him. Gus Couts to my left, Tom Couts to be here, and a couple of teams who have a long and storied history, and they go way, way back. Matter of fact, Benedictine has played no team in this conference on the ladies' side more than they have played against Mid-America. Been some classic games, and this one should be no different as BC begins their heart home schedule today. 66 times. These teams have met in either a regular season game or a tournament game. And it's always fun to watch Mid-America come to town and head coach John Lewis, who is almost as fun to enjoy watching as the game is sometimes.
Yeah, you know, when you think back over the history of Benedictine women's basketball, the games that jump out at you and the games that come to your mind are either Mid-America or the Baker, right? I mean, I feel like those have been the two teams over the history of this program that Benedictine has matched up with the most, because these have been the top three teams when it comes to deciding who is going to be the conference champion every year. Coming into this ball game, Mid-America, not quite having the season that head coach John Lewis would like. They are 3-3 overall. The Lady Ravens are having a great season and great start to things. They're 8-1 to start the season and receiving votes in the national poll, which is always a good thing before the holidays.
I'll tell you what, because what we're going to have to start watching you and I as this season begins to unfold is we are on a 1,000-point watch for two players. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about them. We're going to bring in the starters. And then it's going to be the tip-off of Lady Raven basketball, the first of our Hoops doubleheader. We'll return right after this.
Shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday feels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium, the public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand as they continue to file into the Nolan. And Gus, you've got starters here for today, don't you?
Yeah, first of all, for Mid-America Nazarene, the Lady Pioneers out of Olathe, under head coach John Lewis, assisted by Natalie Knight Johnson. We're going to talk about Natalie. She's got ties to Atchison. Mid-America, 3-3 overall. They're going to start number 2, Jordan Gonzalez, a 5'6" junior guard out of KCMO. Number 5, Michaela Gooch, a 5'2" senior guard out of Olathe. Number 14, Trey L. Sean Smith, 5'7" senior guard out of Ashland, Missouri. Then you're going to start Ariel Sargent, the 5'10" sophomore center out of Stillwell. And number 42, Megan Scott, the 6'2" senior center out of Pearl Junction, Missouri. Now, for the Benedictine College of Lady Ravens, under head coach Chad Folsom in his 20th season, Coach Folsom assisted by Andy Connolly. The Lady Ravens receiving votes in the national polls. They're 8-1 overall. They're going to start number 10, Aaliyah Kramer, the 5'7" sophomore guard out of Nemahaw Central. Number 32, Aaliyah Raines, the 5'8" junior guard out of Jefferson County West. Number 33, Natalie Samarin, the 6'2" senior post out of Maple Plain, Minnesota. 35 is Skylar Washington. She's the 5'10" senior guard out of Gardner Edgerton. And number 40, Allie Brzozowski, a 6'1" senior forward out of Hera, Oklahoma.
Guys, game coming up at 2 o'clock here this afternoon. So stick around with us for that. Here's some options. If you're coming up to the Nolan, bring in unwrapped gifts. The Benedictin Toy Drive is there in cooperation with the folks in the community here. Bring one up and you get free admission here today. A lot of former Raven athletes here in the stands, guys. I just talked to April Miller a minute ago. She's here in the stands. Grandpa Jack is here. I mean, we got a lot of folks who've come in as we're approaching the holiday time at Benedictin. And the home whites with black and red. Mid-America in navy with red and, I'm going to call that North Carolina blue. The ball is up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Benedict, and we are underway. Lady Ravens have the basketball to begin. Things on the right side is going to be Skyler. They work around the perimeter. Mid-America is going to start off in a little player defense for the Pioneers. The game really comes down to they play in the middle and at the five and how Megan Scott does. Here's Allie. She'll pull up off the window. It's up. No good. Rebounding it in is going to be Ariel Sargent. Mid-America is going to bring it the other way.
Yeah, Megan Scott is a player. She's big in the middle. She's going to beat you around. She's also going to get tired and create a lot of fouls for herself. So John Lewis is going to have to keep her fresh and get her involved when she's out there.
Here's a three. Top of the key. It's going to be up. It's going to be good. And the first point to the ball game belong to Jordan Gonzalez. Mid-America has broken out on top. 3-0. We are less than a minute into the game. BC back up with it. Kramer kicks it out on top. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Raines, but it'll be saved out on top. Kramer, she'll kick it to the free throw line where Natalie has her back to the rim, looking to the top side, dribbles it over to the left on a little give and go, back to the right side, pulling up for the jump shot. It's up, won't drop. Rebound tipped around, and Mid-America, can they save it? They do. Keep it from going out of bounds. Michaela Gooch into the forecourt with it. 8:40 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America with the early lead, up 3-0. Gooch will have it on the left side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Cuts down the right side of the lane. As her shot goes up, it misses. Partially deflected by Reigns. That was nicely done. And BC back up the floor. Lady Ravens looking to score. This is their third offensive trip. The feed to Natalie on the floor once from 14. Rolling, and good. Samarin with the first points for the Lady Ravens.
Nice little backspin on that shot, and Natalie gets it to fall. Lady Ravens on the board with 8:08 left here in the first quarter.
At back out Tom's line with the Mid-America, Lydia Ostenson. They get it to Scott. Samarin D'ing her up. Scott backs in, twists in, and what a job by Natalie Samarin. She just reached up and grabbed the ball, and in the process, Megan Scott tumbles to the floor. She's up and okay. That's the speed advantage I think that Samarin has in that matchup. Beckett's going to come in play. Gooch will bring it in. Shot clock back to 10 now. Out on top, looking for another three. This one, no. And Scott will lose the rebounds out of bounds. Another shot taken there by Jordan Gonzalez. She is a good shooter. She averages 44% from outside. She is easily Mid-America's best perimeter shooter.
Yeah, and in the early going, you get an idea of the game plan for Mid-America. Shoot the three. If it doesn't fall, you've got some bigs underneath that can maybe get an offensive rebound and a follow shot.
Benedictine around to the left side. They trim the ball game by one with 7.5 to play here in the opening quarter. Kramer kicks it out on top. Top of the key for three is good. Samarin again with that shooter's roll.
Natalie doing a good job. She's moving away from the bucket, taking more of that 10 to 15 foot range shot versus trying to post up underneath against the bigger post.
Back on the left side, Scott will have it. She looks in. Now she's going to try to drive baseline. 1 foot in the lane, comes off on top. 3-point shot, deadly. From way outside, that is Arielle Sargent knocking down a three. And Gus, you're spot on. Mid-America is coming down, putting up the long ball.
Yeah, because, again, for them, it's a higher percentage of, hey, if it falls, I get a trip and a half out of it. And if it doesn't, maybe I get an offensive rebound and fulfill a trip.
Leah Raines with the running jump shot. Off the rim 2 times, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Brzozowski. Out on top, Kramer, undefended three. No. Rebound, Skylar Washington. She went up over Austinson, just took it away. Austinson has given up a lot of size. She's only 5'8". The give and go, Brzozowski up and in, counted plus one.
Allie Brzozowski doing a great job at the low post. On the give and go, gets the bucket, and I like how she powers through her defender to draw the and one opportunity here. We talked about it early on, that Megan Scott plays in short bursts. Well, now she is out and into the ballgame for the first time is going to be Anna Ralston. Ralston out there, 6 foot forward out of Wichita, and she had maybe caping.
Free throw for Brzozowski is up and good. She is absolutely out of caping Mount Carmel. But you know what that means? It means she's got an old teammate on the Benedictine bench.
Yeah, there's a couple caping players right here.
Quickly down the left side with the basketball. Here comes Mid-America. Pioneers, left side of the free throw line, get tangled up defensively. Nice job, Reigns. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. Reigns is going to knock the ball away from Gooch. It'll be saved back out on top. Here's Gonzalez driving down into the lane. The shot goes up. It will not count. We're going to get a block called. Being helped to her feet is going to be Benedictine's Allie Kramer. It'll be her first foul. First foul by Benedictine today.
Yeah, that time Allie felt herself in a good position, but she was sliding down the lane, and Gonzalez just leaned in, forced contact, and really just forced the official into a call in that time. And on a 50-50, they're going to call the block this time.
Free throw here is going to be up and good. Gonzalez is not, gosh, she is not a good free throw shooter. Great from the outside, bad at the free throw line, but she's going to hit both of these. She has 5 points now today, and it is an 8-7 Pioneer advantage. 6:04 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. BC into the forecourt. They'll lob it down the left side to Skyler. Back out on top between the circles and running the offense is going to be Allie Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Lobs it off down low. Underneath a beautiful pass and a bucket for Samarin.
That was a perfect touch pass over the top of a defender. Samarin caught it, kept the ball high. She completes the bucket for her 6th point of the first quarter. Lady Ravens up 9-8, and all of their scoring has come from the 4 or the 5.
Back to the right side with the basketball. Mid-America comes out topside, skip pass to the right block on the floor, underneath the goal, push back off on top, and it's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, that time she was trying to work underneath the bucket, steps on the baseline, and will turn it over. Lady Raven's going to make a couple of substitutions.
Tell you what, if you're in the gym and you're looking at Mid-America, you're looking out of the floor, number 14 is not Nia Jackson. Nia is not here today, so her teammate, Trelshawn Smith, has taken her jersey and her number, so Smith is wearing number 14 today. Ravens having trouble getting the ball into the forecourt, but now they'll get it into Allie Kramer's hand. She'll have no problem. Heather Runabon into the lineup for Benedictine as Heather and Twyla Karaskio both in for BC. Jump shot left side, Skyler, no. And a rebound down to Arielle Sargent. Here comes Mid-America. It is a 9-8 BC lead. 5 minutes to go, midpoint of the opening quarter. Baseline three, undefended and missing. And a rebound down to Skyler, who gets fouled in the backcourt by Austinson. And you can hear Coach Lewis in the background. He does not like that.
Yeah, I didn't agree with it either. I really thought when Skyler turned, she traveled with the ball because she turned with both feet, never put the ball on the ground, and John Lewis not happy with the officials on that call. I'm not so sure I'm enjoying the stripes this year. They're weird.
The new uniforms for the official, they are a very different looking shirt that they're going in. Now, this may be the makeup call on the other side. Is they're going to call a travel on Allie Kramer? She's up top. 4:50 to play in the first quarter. Benedictine with a 9-8 lead over Mid-America here in Atchison this afternoon. Up the floor with the basketball is going to come at Trump Smith. Down the right side with it for the Pioneers. It's going to be slapped out of her hands. Knocked away by Heather Runabom. It'll come back in again to MNU. Scott will come back in for the Pioneers. For Benedictine, Samarin will check out, and Ali Brzezowski will come in.
So Lady Raven's out on the floor with Allie Kramer. You're going to have Heather Runabom, Twyla Karaskio. But Ali Brzezowski and Skylar Washington.
Quickly down the left side, runner is up, missing. Rebound, Twyla. Here comes Benedictine. That time one of the guards had challenged the middle and she drove inside, hit the front of the rim, and the ball on that short shot kicks away. Here's a three for Brzezowski. Nope. Rebound, race for and battle for and saved very nicely by Benedictine. That was great hustle by BC, chasing down that loose basketball and keeping this possession alive with 4:15 to go in the first.
End that program.
Yeah. I suppose there's not much in it, but it is yours. Here's a ball going to be lost away down to the baseline. And which way is it going to go? They're going to call a foul in the process, a blocking foul. Whistle on Megan.
Yeah, Megan Scott is going to be guilty of her first foul. And for Mid-America, it's going to be the third here. And isn't that a great sound to hear?
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Free throw hangs on the front lip of the rim, but won't go in for Allie Kramer. The 5'7 sophomore out of it. Yamaha Central. One more shot coming. Up. Rose in and out. Misses them both. Scott with the rebound. Here comes Mid-America.
You don't realize how much you miss visiting fans until you get them back.
Here comes the Ravens. A steal. The dish left. The give and go. That was spectacular movement of the basketball. An easy two for Allie Kramer. An assist, Allie Brzezowski. Timeout, Mid-America. Taking a break with the Pioneers. We're down to 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine 11, Mid-America 8.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Christy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Yes, I'm finding that the voice is beginning to give just a little bit as this is games number 7 and 8 in the course of 4 days here on K-Radio. Happy to be bringing you hoops, though, this year. It is not anything better than this. Pioneers of the basketball, they'll weave their way into the forecourt. That's going to be Zoe Hayward in the game now. Hayward is a 5'9 senior from Leavenworth, Kansas, but graduated or came here from Northwest Missouri. So that's a program who knows how to win. Baseline three is up and good. That is the second three-pointer of the game for Ariel Sargent. Minnebrinka back in, or rather now tied the game at 11. 3:20 to go. BZ, I don't believe, has a three yet today. Shot goes up, no.
All their points have come underneath except for that layup by Allie Kramer, the only guard who has scored so far in the first half.
Pioneers back with the basketball, playing off the screen. The dish over to the right side to Sargent. Feeds underneath to Scott. Backs in. Drops an elbow. Turns, shoots, and scores. You cannot stop that shot.
Yeah, she's one of the best in the conference, right? And that, and she proves it right there. Just kind of dips underneath her defender and then just hits that soft jumper over the front lip.
Benedictine going to the bench has brought Kennedy Nicholson into the game. And now the ball is loose on the floor. Jump ball called. Possession back to BC. 2:45 to go in it. What has been an action-packed opening quarter, albeit not a really high-scoring opening quarter.
Allie Brzezowski getting up a little slow, rubbing her eye. She might have got poked in the eye right down the floor.
It happens sometimes, I'm told. They're going to try to inbound to Brzezowski. That was a high-risk pass that does not pan out. And back up front with the basketball will come at Mid-America. Over to the left side is going to be Gonzalez. Get passed into the middle of the lane. And cross-court pass is going to be thrown away by Scott. BC will have it back on the far side.
That time, Scott was looking to reverse the ball from near side to backside, and instead she just threw it into the second row of the stands. A turnover for Mid-America, and the Lady Ravens will have it back in the backcourt, trailing by two.
And BC is going to bring a little additional height into the game. They're going to rotate into the game with Natalie Samarin, and they're also going to bring Skylar back in. So you've got Samarin, Brzezowski out there with Nicholson, Samarin, and Reigns. Ravens with it on the left side of the lane, backing in, turning around. The shot is up off the window, no good. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Sargent. Here comes Mid-America. Pioneers with the basketball, leading it by two. At 2:10 to go in the first. Top side with it is Sargent. Ariel dribbles left, pulls up the dribble, needing some help. Comes back off on top. Lots of time on the shot clock. Here is Zoe Hayward. Hayward kicks it right side. Gooch. Back it comes. Hayward baseline, one-handed runners up. It is short. Rebound is going to be taken back away by Mid-America. Gooch with a runner. It misses. This time the rebound comes down to Samarin. 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine running up by a pair, but with the basketball. First to the left, back to the right comes Skyler. Washington. Now the feed in the middle, and it's going to get taken away. Pioneers come up with the takeaway. 1:25 to go in the opening quarter. Kayla Gooch back down the floor. Drives all the way across beneath the goal. Feeds out on top. An easy 10-footer is up and good. Zoe Hayward, because that was pretty movement of the basketball.
Yeah, Mid-America, it almost looked like on that possession where the coach says, hey, I need six passes before you look for a shot.
15-11. Lady Pioneers in front. BC back down court. Over to the left side, it's going to be Nicholson. Nicholson back for Brzezowski, working against Sargent. Goes in and up and right through her to score. Allie Brzezowski draws BC back to within two. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Gooch into the forecourt for the Lady Pioneers. Comes over to Zoe. Hayward to Gonzalez. Gonzalez started the scoring in the game. That has it knocked away. It's on the floor. And jump ball called. Outstanding defense for Benedictine by Aaliyah Raines. She got in there, tied it up, and BC's going to take Nicholson out of the game. Right back in comes Allie Kramer. So for the Lady Ravens, looking out on the court, they have rotated back in the starting five. Kramer, Reigns, Smearin, Washington, Brzezowski. 1:30 to go, and we get a violation.
Yeah, they're going to step on the baseline again on the inbound right there. So another turnover for Mid-America twice. They've been down on the baseline. And not sure what Coach Lewis is arguing about. He, you know.
Does he have
45 feet away, right?
You don't have to have something to argue. Shot clock and game clock are absolutely tied up, and now the ball is going to be stolen away. The driving layup is up, and it is not going to be good. We're going to have a foul on Reigns.
So the foul on Reigns is going to be her first in the ball game, and for Aaliyah, I get it, right? The player's breaking away. You got a shot at him. Go ahead and try to block that shot.
Sean Smith comes back in for Mid-America, taking out Michaela Gooch. Is coming to the free throw line is Anna Ralston. Ralston's free throw is up and in. Ralston, a very good player, but with some of the new additions, she's seen less time this season. Second free throw rolls around a little bit, but it goes in also, and it's now 17-13. Mid-America, BC has 15 seconds to get a shot off here in the opening quarter. And they're having trouble in the backcourt, and there's going to be a foul. Charles-John Smith trying to defend and not let the Ravens get up the floor, picks up her first.
Is John Lewis just strikingly different than Bill Olin?
Oh, my.
Right?
A lot of difference in those styles, isn't there? BC's going to have to hurry. They're in the forecourt with 6 seconds. Out on top, Kramer just going to launch a three. No. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. First quarter in the book here in the Nolan. Timeout on the floor. Your score, Mid-America, Lady Pioneers 17, Benedictine 13.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. We've talked so far in this opening quarter of the ladies' game about the difference in the game plan between these two clubs. And as for Mid-America, it absolutely holds up when you look at the statistics and the team comparison after one quarter.
But I'm looking at this right here. Right? So Lady Ravens score 11 points with, you know, give or take four minutes left.
Yeah, four and a half,
They scored 2 points in the last 4 minutes of the quarter.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you got to have a little more offensive production down the stretch. And any team, you've got to avoid those lapses of not being able to score in, you know, periods like that. And for the Lady Ravens, thank you very much. For the Lady Ravens, that's going to be the one thing that I think Coach Bolton's going to say, hey, can't have those long periods of not scoring.
And when you look at the shots from the outside, Mid-America is shooting well. And they're hit three threes already. Here's a shot up by BC. It misses, and Lady Pioneers back up to the basketball. 9:40 to go here in the opening half. Pioneers with the ball, leading by four. 17-footer from straight away, up and in. That is the first bucket of the game for Trishon Smith.
Hey, you look at the shot attempts, though. Mid-America has a lot more three-point opportunities. Benedictine only attempted 2 3-pointers in the first quarter.
Lady Ravens with the basketball, working the outside now, trying to spread that floor out. You've got Scott holding down the middle, and here's a driving shot. It's up, it's good. It's just coming into the ballgame to begin the second quarter. A player who I enjoy watching, the freshman, Jennifer Jacobs, out of Capen High School.
Yeah, Jennifer Jacobs did a great job of attacking the basketball, or the basket right there, and completes the 3-point play. For Lady Ravens, that is, they are now 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
By the way, that is going to be the first foul against Ariel Sargent. First foul of the second quarter by Mid-America. We're a minute into the second. Driving down the floor all alone, uncontested driving layup is good for Smith. And she suddenly picked up the offensive pace a little bit. 4 points already in this quarter. It is 21-16. Mid-America on the left side, but it's going to be Kramer. Drives into the lane, brings it back out on top. A little bit of a head fake. Now down to the baseline. Jump shot, Natalie. Good for two.
Natalie with that little baseline jumper, having a great start to this ballgame. She's already got 8 points in the first half. Lady Ravens with 18 so far.
But you notice for Natalie, those points are not all coming from 6, 8, 10 feet. Like that one, she's having to put it up a little more from the outside. Here's a three for Sargent. No.
You talk about how Natalie's game has evolved over the years, right? She has learned that, hey, if I'm playing against a bigger post, I can step out, get them away from the bucket, and hit those shots with a little more consistency because she is a really good shooter away from the basket.
PG running the offense. The shot going up from the left side by Skyler hits the side of the backboard and tearms away. Rebounding it back down. Mid-America with 7:50 to go in the half. 21-18. Pioneers in front.
Skyler, one of those players that sometimes just needs to slow it down just a little bit.
Skyler hasn't really come into her game yet, I think, this season. Now the ball is going to be stolen. Here comes Kramer. She will drive, take a screen from Skyler, shoot, score. Skyler made that happen.
Yeah, but the problem is right there, the Lady Ravens could have spaced the floor a little better, and they would have had an easier shot. And I think Coach Folsom, you know, talking to his team a little bit about, hey, spread it out a little more.
7:20 to go in the half. Down the left side is going to be Gonzalez, and there's going to be a whistle. There's a foul, and it is going to be on Reigns.
For Aaliyah Reigns, it's going to be her second foul of the ball game. But a good job right there of playing good tight defense and just trying to get her hand in the face of the shooter. Skyler will check out of the ball game. Lady Ravens are going to be out there with, on the right side, you're going to have Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Reigns. On the left side, it's going to be Natalie and Heather. And in the backcourt, it's going to be Allie Kramer. I'm a little surprised Coach Fulton is going to leave Reigns in there with those two fouls this early.
Jordan Gonzalez, who is 2-of-2 at the free throw line in the opening quarter, misses the first and the second one also. She will hit neither one. Again, she's a 42% free throw shooter. So she's about on par right now, 2-for-4. 7:11 to go in the opening half. BC with the basketball, trailing it by one. Out on top of it is going to be Runnabom. Feet to the free throw line to Spear to get with her back to the rim. On the floor with it a couple of times. Natalie will work over to the left side. Kicked it back to Kramer. She's alone for three. Drains it. How about that?
Great job right there by Allie Kramer. And the Lady Ravens will get their first three-pointer of the first half. 5 for Kramer, and Lady Ravens have taken the lead, 23-21.
Here's a 3 on the other end, online, but a little too short, and a foul on the rebound.
Yeah, we're going to get Jennifer Jacobs with the foul. She's working against Megan Scott, and Scott had actually beat her towards the bucket. So Jacobs reaches out, grabs her by the arm, they fall to the ground, and hey, that's an okay foul.
It's not a bad foul. Jacobs is just, again, a freshman who has one speed only, and that is absolutely wide open. Now here's a lob pass underneath. They're trying to get it to Scott. It's going to be batted away by Samaric. Benedictine outlet. Left side. Shot is up for Skyler, and she has it rejected from behind by Austinson.
At that time, Lydia Austinson did a great job of trailing the play down the floor, and I'm not really sure how she was able to go up and block that shot without committing contact, but a great play for her. And now, okay, there we go. They had Sargent on the board with three fouls, and I'm like, I don't think that was really possible, but it is only her first, and they fixed it up there. Sometimes I get a little too busy watching the board.
Here's a shot up from the outside. Won't go for Benedictine, and rebound comes down to Mid-America. Back up Smith. She'll walk it across, takes it over to the right side. Down to the top of the key. Back in the middle, Gooch drives left, goes all the way to the baseline, dumps it over. The shot by Gonzalez. Nope. Rebound, Brzozowski, here comes Benedictine. 6:10 to go in the half. Lady Ravens leading at 23-21 here in Atchison. Here's a Skyler three from the left corner.
Tyler Washington steps in and knocks down a three right there. Lady Ravens push out to now a 5-point lead.
We're down to 6 minutes of play here in the first. Driving down the right side, Smith, hook shot partially deflected by Brzozowski. Mid-America has not scored in over 3 minutes. You talk about for the Lady Ravens in the opening quarter, you got to avoid those droughts. You got to do it here for Mid-America. And then driving across, the layup will not count. They're going to say that Allie Kramer hit the baseline.
Yeah, she did a great job of trying to push underneath, but the Pioneer player had kind of bumped her to the baseline. She lost her balance for a second, steps out. Tough break right there, but I like the aggressiveness of Allie Kramer.
Take what you got to like. If you want fast basketball, you got a pretty fast group on the floor out here right now for BC. Lady Ravens leading at 26-21 at 5.5 to go in the half. Gooch brings it up the floor, kicks it up to the top of the key. That's going to be, for the first time in the game today, Jordan Knockbar. Knockbar to the right side to Jordan Gonzalez. Feeds down low, shot blocked by Brzozowski. Followed up and in and a foul. So that was a really good job by Knockbar. Had her first shot missed. Okay, rejected. Got the rebound, went right back up, and that time hits the bucket and draws the foul on Brzozowski. It is 26-23. That's a party. One free throw coming up here for knock bar. And it will not go in. Lady Ravens hanging on to the three-point lead at 5:15 to go in the half. Kramer down the floor. Slides right, cuts left. Works off a little screen from Heather. Drives it all the way to the baseline. Beats her defender. Dishes it off on top. Run a bomb. Back it comes again to Kramer. She starts in. Backs away. Squares up. Puts up the three that doesn't go. Skyler upstairs for the board. Kicks it on the left side. The Ravens are going to reset. Here's Runabomb. It's three. No, rims out. Wouldn't go down. Rebounding it down. Gonzalez back up with it. Mid-America. 4:44 to go in the half. Back down the right side is Gooch. They'll push it off top side. Here's a three. In and out. Nope. Rebound. Tipped out. And a foul call.
Yeah, you're going to get it over the back right there against Zoe Hayward. For Zoe, it's going to be her first. And for the Pioneers, it's going to be team foul number two of the second quarter. Into the ball game, you're going to see Kennedy Nicholson for the Lady Ravens. She'll now run the point with Allie Kramer checking out.
Nicholson, the freshman from Goddard, Kansas, front of Eisenhower High School. Here's Benedictine. Out on top is Jacobs. Back to the right side. The feed off the right side of the free throw line. Backing in. Allie hooks and scores. Just she went right through Jordan Nockbar.
Yeah, down there, Allie Brzezowski was just screaming for the basketball. And, well, it was a good job that they got it to her because she just powered her way through the middle.
Three from the right side misses. Offensive rebound. Followed up and in. And again, that was Nockbar. She's come into the game with a couple of very earned buckets. You can see she's that blue-collar kid. Down there pushing around, battling around underneath the rim, getting her points in the paint. 28-25. Benedictine by three. Lady Ravens over to the right side. Skyler beats to the block. Backing in. Allie drops his shoulder. They're not calling an offensive foul.
Inside the ring. Yep. The official pointed down at the floor. And I'm thrilled. We actually saw an official use the ring and not call it.
BC back up by five.
And John Lewis must have been okay with it. He didn't jump up.
Yeah. I mean, that was a pretty hard one to argue, which doesn't mean he won't. A running layup is up and missing. Rebound is on the floor. Brzezowski saves it. And here comes Benedictine Nicholson down the floor. Sprints with the basketball down the left side. Into the corner, Skyler. Rainbow. Won't fall. And a rebound, Nockbar. And a little contact. She gets bumped to the floor.
So we're going to see the second foul of the ball game against Allie Brzezowski. Both of those have come in the second quarter. Allie will check out with two fouls. Natalie will be back in. Also in, Twyla. They'll be out there with Heather Runabom. You're going to have Skyler, and at the point, it'll be Kennedy Nicholson.
Okay, got a question for you. A problem that I see, and it's really not a bad problem, but it's still a problem for Benedictine. You'll notice it's been a long time since we've seen Aaliyah Raines. As Coach Folsom has found more players and trying to work them into the rotation. There are only 200 minutes, okay, in a game, and he's trying to decide, I'm sure, how to cut that pie up and get all those guys and players in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you probably heard Bill Self talking about it earlier this week that he's got 12 talented guys. He said he's never really been in this problem. He's got 12, and he's got to find a way to kind of rein that in and get it down to more like 9. But, yeah.
I mean, so what do you do, cut three McDonald All-Americans?
Pretty much.
Right? 2.5 to go in the first half. BC all the way to the baseline. The ball is going to get away. It's going to get out of bounds, and it will come back into Mid-America. Ravens with Nicholson, Runabomb, Karis, Keogh, Samarin, and Washington. For Mid-America on the floor, Scott Sargent, Gooch, Gonzalez, and Austinson. Here's jumper up, nope, rebound, saved. Oh, with the tiptoes. Great job, Runabomb. BC the other way.
Love what Heather did right there, right? Get the rebound. Don't let it go out of bounds and force the officials to make a call.
Topside, Skyler Ravens back on offense. Is worth 2 minutes of playing in the opening half. 30-25, BC by five. Around to the left side is going to be Nicholson. Feeds in the middle. That was a tough pass, and now it's going to be stolen away from Twyla. Flying up the floor, Michaela Gooch. Lumps it over to the left side. Underneath, rejected by Skylar Washington. What a block by the junior. Wow. Minute 40 to go.
Skylar Washington has great hops. She also has those real long arms, able to reach up there and get a hand on that basketball.
Twyla in the lane. Gets it, Natalie over to the left side. Nicholson for three. It won't drop, and Gooch coming down with a rebound. Michaela Gooch up the floor with it with a minute 25 to go in the first half.
We haven't seen points in over 2 minutes.
Mid-America hasn't scored in 2.5. Benedictine hasn't scored in 2:10. Here's a shot missing. Rebound Scott missing. And a BC foul.
This one's going to go against Twyla, so that'll only be her first foul. For Lady Ravens, it'll be team foul 4 of the second quarter, and it'll bring Scott to the free throw line.
Benedictine is going to bring Twyla and Heather out of the game. Back in will come Kramer and Brzezowski. Megan Scott at the free throw line, because the Ravens have held her to 2 points, and that free throw, 5 bounces off the rim and went in. 3 points in the game for Megan Scott. Second one is good. She will get them both. And it's 30-27. Minute 11 to go before break. Walking up the floor, BC and Allie Kramer. Allie will work it around. She's over to the left side. Benedictine working against player defense. Pulls up from 12. Wide to the right side. Rebound tipped out. Tipped again. It's going to be saved by Kramer. Goes over to Nicholson. Scott will have it on the right side. Lady Ravens get it in the hands of Smear, and I think they won it there. She'll fade away from 15. It may have been deflected a little bit, coming up short. And a rebound comes down to Sargent. Here comes Mid-America. Up the floor, Michaela Gooch. Starts right, drives left, directs a little traffic with a free hand. She wants Scott to open up a little bit. That's where she wants it. Now she gets it to her. Scott backs in. Throws an elbow! And there's the foul. That was... The problem was it was just a violent play.
That's what the official's saying now. See, because the backside official checks him. He says he's too low. The official says now it's an elbow. And if that's the case, he can't call a charge. He's going to have to call a flagrant. Right?
If that's the case, they may have to go to the replay camera here and see what's going on, because that was hard.
Right, because the only way he can call that foul is if he's calling it a elbow above the shoulder, which is going to be a flagrant foul. He can't call that a charge.
You can look at Coach Lewis. Whatever they're calling, he's not happy. And now they, I'm sure, are going to go to the video. And the official's saying, pointing at her, the tip of his elbow, saying, she went at her with the elbow. I'm not sure that is or is not what happened, but that's what the call is being made here. And now they will go and they will review that. We're a half a minute away from the end of the opening half here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Just when Benedictine and Mid-America get together, you can expect all kinds of wackiness.
Oh, yeah. These teams are definitely going to lead to a lot of fun. So the first official says, I've seen what I need to see. Now here comes the second official, and he'll kind of cover the screen to see if he can get a glare off of it. And he's going to look, and I think he just kind of defers to, that's your call.
Okay. They seem satisfied, and now they will go out and confer among themselves. Guys, game coming up at 2 o'clock here this afternoon. And, gosh, because then we don't have a game for, a couple of days now, which would be kind of a rarity.
What, Tuesday you got more Hillmount Academy and JCN. And
exactly
then
right.
Thursday is
down in Winchester.
Look, and I think the Thursday game is now off the schedule, so then, no game till Friday.
Yeah. And our game Friday is going to be, Atchison at home with Wamego. How about that? Now, two officials are down explaining, as best they are able, to 11th season head coach John Lewis for Mid-America what call they are making. Now, I'm
not happy.
It's like football. I mean, that's not like a targeting thing, right? I mean,
it's just a pleasure of one.
And so the officials finally say, okay, we've told you all there is. That's it. And they just walk away because all of the argument and all of the repetition in the world is not going to change anything that's happening here. Coming to the free throw line on the other end of the floor is going to be Natalie Samarin. Coach Lewis is still working with the official down here.
So we're going to get a flagrant foul against number 42 of Mid-America.
Okay, I'll mark that down.
We're going to get 2 free throws for Benedictine. And I couldn't quite make out. I feel like he said Benedictine gets the ball back.
I believe that would be correct.
So
there you go. And at the free throw line, again, good free throw shooter, Natalie Samarin. This one is up and good. 31-27 BC.
Yeah. So they got it wrong at the scores table, and now they're cleaning it back up. Because originally, he said 42, and they changed it to 24, and now it's 44.
Natalie will hit them both. So the foul is on whom then?
Oh. It's still against
Megan?
Megan Scott.
Okay.
It was announced incorrectly.
Okay. Make sure that our paperwork here is reasonably accurate. We think we're good to go. Lady Ravens leading in the ball game, 32-27. The shot clock is off, and Benedictine will have it coming up the floor. Leading by five. They got a chance to stretch this to a nice halftime lead. Here's Skyler with it up top side. She's in a little trouble. Gets back to the right. Kramer dribbles it off on top, working against Cooch. The feed to the free throw line. The give a go underneath for Skyler, who gets mowed over, and the ball is slapped out of bounds by Austinson. It'll come back into the Lady Ravens with nine. Wow. Ben America and Benedictine, neither one has scored from the floor in 3.5 going on 4 minutes for Ben America. The feet underneath, falling away. The shot will go in for Natalie. And a half-court shot at the buzzer is no good. And Benedictine has battled from behind to take a nice lead into the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it for you as we go to halftime in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 34, Mid-America 27.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Because I think they're calling your number down there for the halftime shooting contest here. But, well, maybe not. Maybe that wasn't you. Tell you what, Ravens had Mid-America's number in the first half as they got behind a little bit early, trailing by 6 points at the beginning of the second quarter, just like half a minute into the second quarter, came from behind and have put together this seven-point lead. So we've seen a 13-point swing in this game in the second quarter alone.
Yeah, but again, it all really comes back to those scoring droughts, right? Don't?
Whatever that is, don't. Yeah, whatever it is, we don't need it.
There we go. Yeah, but it comes down to those scoring droughts, right? We talked about how long in between shots that we were seeing scores. And for Mid-America, they really struggled down the stretch trying to get anything to fall. What, their last field goal came at 3:54. So they didn't score a bucket in almost the last 4 minutes. And the Lady Ravens really struggled to get anything to fall. That was really close. But when it's all said and done, Lady Ravens have to be happy with a 34-27 lead here at the half. Take a look at the scoring for both of these teams. First of all, for Mid-America, 7 players in the scoring column. They were paced by Jordan Gonzalez with her 6 points, 6 for Arielle Sargent, 4 apiece for Trey L. Sean Smith and Jordan Nackbar. It was 2 for Zoe Hayden, 2 for Anna Ralston, and 2 for Megan Scott.
Tell you what, men's teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we got the guys' game coming your way at 2 o'clock here on CARE Radio to complete our hoops doubleheader here at Benedictine College this afternoon. We're going to take a bit of a break, though. We'll be back to bring in the second half of the ladies' game live and then the men's game. But right now, with your intermission score in the Nolan, Benedictine 34, Lady Pioneers 27. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the CARE Sports studio where he has halftime.
Once upon a time in 1856, There was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Good afternoon, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College basketball live from the Nolan. We'll be returning to the women's game in just a moment as they're playing host to Mid-America Nazarene. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got Moorhill Mount Academy at JCN with the girls' game scheduled for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. out in Winchester, Kansas. Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from Care Studios. Sports Look is the show where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 on Thursday evening. Then Friday brings us to high school basketball again as we've got Atchison High School versus Wamego. It's a home game for the Phoenix with the girls starting at 6. The boys should start sometime right around 8. Next Saturday, we've got Benedictine College versus Park as they play host. It will be a 2 p.m. tip for the women. The men should tip sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the women's basketball scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball right now, we've got three games in action. At the half, it is all tied up between Evangel and Clark at 27 points apiece. Culver Stockton is leading William Penn with a lead of 33-22. And in this game, we've got the Lady Ravens at 34 points against Mid-America Nazarene's 27. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 50. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 39. Cloudy again tomorrow, highs around 64. Temperatures below average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at our local weather station, we are sitting at 49.3 degrees with the wind out of the east southeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 56%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.24 inches of mercury. Dew point 34 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels like temperature of 40 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz right after these messages.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we're back with you in the Nolan Gymnasium here in the Benedictine College campus, Atchison, Kansas. College basketball this afternoon. Halftime of the ladies' game finds BC out in front of Mid-America 34-27. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's back at the Care Sports Studio, behind all the buttons and dials and flashing lights and doing all the real work. Tom Kautz, Gus Kautz with you up here in the gym. Both teams have come out of the locker room and getting ready to go for the second half, going through some pre second half warm-ups. And tell you what, Benedictine has done a nice job of just kind of riding along, finding their groove, so to speak, and then taking advantage of opportunities that they created to come from behind. And again, I can't get over, you don't see a lot of 13-point swings in one quarter, but Benedictine has gone from 6 down to 7 up here at intermission.
Yeah, and coach is going to tell you, because, again, that's one of those stats where you can kind of spin it any way you want. John Lewis is going to say we didn't shoot very well. Coach Bolton's going to say, look how well our defense played, right? And your defense can really help to put you in a position to flip a game. And especially in basketball, your number one thing is if you can get some stops on a couple of possessions, you can flip this game. And we talk about possession and a half each time down the floor, right? You get a deuce, it's a full possession. But you get a three-pointer, that's possession and a half, right? Because two trips down the floor, you can make it a three-score game real quickly. So you talk about that Raven defense. Okay, here's what they have done against a very good offensive Mid-America team. They have limited them to 33% shooting. They have limited Gus, their very best scorer, the dominant player in the Midlanders Conference, or one of the, certainly the very biggest, best posts in this conference, to two shots taken and hitting one of two. Yeah, and the other thing is, the Lady Ravens got in a little foul trouble, right? Scott's got two fouls. The second one came late in the quarter, but if Mid-America can't get her going, they're going to be in trouble this afternoon. And so the Pioneers don't really have that possession guard that they have had in the past, right? That player that can just kind of take over from the outside. They've got some okay shooters from the outside, but this team really relies heavily on trying to get Megan Scott the basketball and getting her bucket.
Hey, as we are about ready to go with the second half, it's a golden opportunity for me to remind of our listeners that they're enjoying college basketball this afternoon here on CAIR Radio, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Because I'm also interested to see the Benedictine trainers working a little bit with Allie Brzozowski as the team is coming back out. They're putting like some warm packs and stuff on her back, maybe, you know, to tighten up a little bit, the muscles. Because, again, when you're playing against a player with the quality of Megan Scott, you're getting banged around a little bit in there, okay?
Yeah, and Allie plays a very aggressive style of basketball, right? Like, so she's getting beat around all game, and she's a tough player out there.
Here's a quick three from Mid-America right off the get, and they do not hit it. And back up court comes Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens coming up with the basketball. And into the forecourt. Here's a three for Skylar. Hey! Petra Brzozowski from way outside. And the Ravens go up by 10. 37-27 Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Largest lead for either team now. Mid-America back down the floor with it coming out on top. It's going to be Jordan Gonzalez. Skip past the right side. It's going to be knocked away. They tried to get it to Scott. Knocked free by Natalie. Up with it will come Kramer. Coast to coast. Shoots, and it doesn't go in. Scott coming down with the rebound. Here's the thing. This up and down game, Gus, is going to be a problem for Megan Scott. She's just not going to be able to run the length of this floor for the next 10, 20 minutes. Pioneers with it over to the right side. Jordan Gonzalez. Way out of the wing. Here's an uncontested three. It is up and good. First point of the game for Michaela Gooch, and we're going to get a timeout. Mid-America Coach Lewis is very unhappy. Taking a break at 8:49 to go in the third. It is Benedictine 37, Mid-America 30.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Benedictine on the court. Kramer, Reigns, Samarin, Washington, and Brzozowski. And Allie Brzozowski bringing the ball up the floor a little way. Now in some trouble. Gets it away to Allie Kramer. Kramer will glide into the forecourt. Look at her fly down the floor. Dump it over for Rain, who was snoozing. She had no idea that ball was going to come, and because that was a really swell play by Kramer, who came down and in her defense, Aaliyah, I just never saw it coming. Here comes Mid-America. Long two. Oh, it's a pass underneath to Scott, who will turn and get it in. Her fourth point of the game.
And that time, Megan Scott may have gotten away with a little bit of an elbow into the middle as she was trying to turn and get that shot up.
8-10 to play in the third quarter. Pioneers have cut the Benedictine lead in half. It is now 37-32. The dish down to the baseline will be slapped out of bounds off the fingertips of Charles Sean Smith. BC will have it in with 17 on the shot clock. Pioneers with Gonzalez and Gooch, Smith, Sargent, and Scott. The G&S group out there. I know what that means. I got it. 8 minutes to play. Here in the third quarter. Benedictine with a basketball. There's a nice screen set by Samarin. Kramer will drive across, bring it out on top, and BC will take way too much time and not get a shot away. Shot clock violation for Benedictine. Some of the Ravens, you got to take your time, okay? But what you can't do is not get a shot away.
Yeah, and that time the offense didn't really even look for the shot, right? And so a tough break right there for the Lady Ravens, and that's a turnover.
Here comes Benedictine. Reigns checked out of the ball game, and in for her is going to come Hunterbaum. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's a three on the other end. It's up and good. And Michaela Gooch has brought Mid-America Gus back to within two. Lady Ravens have done nothing in this second half. Here's Hunterbaum over to the left side to Kramer. 7-11 to go in the third. Brzezowski will have it on the left side of the free throw line. Gets it back in the middle of Kramer. Kicks it behind her. A long two is up and perfect for Natalie Samarin.
So with that bucket, Natalie now, how about this, 14 points in the first half.
7 minutes.
Early going to the second half. Sorry.
7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 39-35, Benedictine. Ball batted away for a moment by Skyler Washington. Knocked away again by Skyler Washington. Picked back up by Smith. She'll step into the lane. Lob it for Scott. Backing in. She's way too far beneath the goal. Tries to throw it out on top, and it's going to be batted around, and we're going to have a foul called on Brzezowski.
Yeah, that time Brzezowski got right into the path. And I believe, is that her third? It is. So the third foul on the ball game against Allie Brzezowski, which is the wrong place, wrong time type deal.
Allie's going to have to come out of the game, and she is really unhappy with that call. You never hear much out of her. So the fact that she's this animated would let you know that she really does feel like she's done that. Here's a hook shot in the middle for Scott. Misses. Rebound, Samarin. Scott is she's playing more aggressively here in the second half, isn't she?
Well, definitely. She's really trying to get hers here in the second half. And I think maybe that's something that Coach Lewis told her at halftime is, hey, you know, we need something out of you.
Here's Samarin. A beautiful assist for a run-a-bomb. Samarin with a bucket and a foul on the shot.
That time Scott came in a little late to the party, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. So for Scott, it'll be her second. They're going to call it not on Scott. I thought it had to be. Ariel Sargent is going to get her second. And so it's going to bring Natalie to the free throw line where she's having a good game. She's now 2 of 2, and she's got 16 points, and she's been the difference maker for the Lady Ravens today.
Free throw drops through, scarcely moving the net. It is now 42-35. Benedictine with 6:15 to go and rolling along in the third quarter. Mid-America has taken Megan Scott out of the ballgame. About 3.5 minutes, and they have rotated her out. They have come back in with Anna Ralston. Topside with it. Smith. Pulls up. Oh, it's a nice entry pass to Ralston. Shot blocked from behind. It's going to go out of bounds and off Benedictine. Mid-America will have it with 5 on the shot clock. It'll come in at their offensive baseline directly beneath the goal. Pioneers looking for who's going to put it in play. I think it'll probably be Michaela Gooch. Gooch will bring it in. Looks in. Comes right side. Smith back to Gooch. Steps over to the left. Pulls up for a 3. That is going to be too strong. Rebound underneath. Mid-America is going to save it. Pioneers will reset the offense. Shot clock reset to 20. 42-35 BC. Little push up with the free arm, and Smith will turn and shoot and score. Trailshawn Smith has a habit of it. Mid-America has just come out just in the second half as a more aggressive team. 42-37 at 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Out on top of this is going to be Kramer over to the right side. Skyler Washington looks into the middle. Mid-America staying with the player D. On the left side, with the Ravens, top side run a bomb. Back over to Skyler. Smith getting in front of her in a hurry. She wants to get a little screen. Can't do it. Backs away. The falling away three. Yes! Skyler! 45-37 Benedictine for midpoint of the third quarter. The ball in the backcourt with Michaela Gooch. Now between the circles. Here's going to be Allie Sargent with it. Here's the three right side. Looks good. Is good. Count it for Jordan Gonzalez. It'll be her second three of the game. It's now 45-40. And against the tempo of both teams has picked up substantially since they've come out of the locker room.
Yeah, we haven't seen any of those droughts in scoring here in the second half. Both these teams just flying up and down the floor. Now the ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Ravens.
A lot of credit over there to Natalie Samarit. She just went headlong in a hustle move trying to save that ball in. Couldn't quite corral it. BC will be back on defense. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens leading at 45-40. Mid-America looking to bring it in, looking to bring it in. We'll have it deep in the backcourt. Up the floor is going to come Gooch. Michaela crosses midcourt, guarded by Skyler. Skyler's a foot taller than her. Gooch is 5'2", Gus, and she wears a headband that you could not wear in high school. That is an illegal headband in high school. You know that, don't you?
Ties in the back.
With the tie in the back. Can't do it. Here's a feed to the right block, and Samarin reaching around, trying to knock it away from Anna Ralston, picks up a foul.
How about this? That is the first foul of the ball game against Natalie right there.
Great job.
Yeah, that has been kind of a problem for Natalie a little over her career, is getting herself into foul trouble, and not the case here this afternoon.
The ball comes into Ralston. Gooch will have it off on top. Shot clock rolling down, out 15 and counting. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. The push off on top to Sargent. She will shoot from there if given the opportunity. Shot clock at 7. Back up with it is going to be Gooch. She'll go to the left side. Feeds in the middle. It's going to be knocked away by Samarin, and Benedict's going to pick it up. Here come the Lady Ravens on the transition. 35-40 BC. Driving down, running in. Shot rejected. Out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedict. And hard to the floor goes Allie Kramer.
A lot of contact right there in the lane, and the officials kind of let them play through it.
I'll tell you what both of these teams also do, guys. They use a lot of players. I mean, they have deep benches. Each team is playing 10, 11 players today. Ravens have the ball, leading it by 5. The feed off the left block, back and in. Twyla out on top. Runabout in to Twyla. Goes in, goes up, high off the glass, missed it. Rebound, battle four, and Sargent has it. We've got players all over the floor. Let's see where this foul is going to go.
I think they're going to get Allie Kramer with her chin committing that foul. And so Allie will get up, and she will have been saddled with her second foul of the ballgame.
Did you ever foul anybody's forearm with your chin? It's not easy. It's not fun.
Not a good end.
45-40 Benedictine, 3.5 to go, third quarter.
Now Megan Scott will check back into the ballgame for the Pioneers.
Mid-America has dispatched one of the assistant coaches to the scorer's table. He's just trying to see and think how many fouls someone has.
I think he was checking that Megan Scott foul, see? Because he said it's 2, and I think that's the problem. Is we had it Megan Scott early on in the ballgame for her third and said it was only 2 for her and 2 for, what, Abby.
Here's Trailshawn Smith knocking down a 2, and Mid-America draws closer. The Raven lead trimmed to 3 with 3 minutes left. The pass into the middle, batted free. It's going to roll away and get out of bounds off the hands of Megan Scott. And Megan Scott played the start of the third quarter, checked out 3.5 minutes in. 2.5 minutes later, she's right back in the game. So they're going to try to get 6-7 minutes out of her in this quarter.
Yeah, and I think you have to do a good job of deciding when you take those breaks and try to make them last as long as you can. But in the first half, what, she played like 12 minutes.
Now, here's a huge maneuver by Benedictine. Here's the shot goes up, and it won't go in. But for the Lady Ravens, Gus, this is a high-water moment. This shot in the middle from 14 is going to be the way with the travel. But into the game for the first time in her Benedictine career, Gus, is the 6'3" sophomore from Mustang, Oklahoma, Kyra Miskura. Kyra has been injured. She had knee surgery a year ago. She's battled back. She's rehabbed. And this is her first PT right now. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Here's a breakaway. Run a bomb. In, up. Yes! Heather Run a bomb with her first bucket of the ball game. Lady Ravens push that lead back out to 5. We've got 2:25 to play in the third quarter. Ravens with the steal. Rannabaum comes up with the ball, and it's rolling around, still rolling around, and it's going to get away and go out of play. And
we're going to get a foul, I think, against the Pioneers.
It's going to be on Sargent.
So Ariel will pick up now her third. For the Pioneers, that'll be team foul number 3 of the second quarter. Benedictine has committed 3 fouls themselves here in the quarter.
Raven 5 on the floor right now. Miss Kira, Washington, Karis Keogh, Rennebaum, Nicholson. Never seen that 5 before. I don't think anybody has. Here's a pass, comes out on top, and it's going to be knocked away and stolen. Benedicto quickly down the floor, driving left side. Shot goes up and in, and a foul on Skyler coming in from behind, trying to block that away, and will provide a 3-point opportunity here.
Yeah, and for Skyler Washington, not a big foul for her, but not a great foul. That's only her first, Lady Ravens' fourth. The problem with it is you're going to give the Pioneers a chance at a 3-point play right here, and a whole lot of confusion coming to the scores table. Lady Ravens are going to bring Allie Kramer in. So she's going to be out there with Kennedy Nicholson. On the left side, you have Aaliyah Raines. At the low block, you're going to have Kyra Mizraka, Kennedy Nicholson on the right, and Twyla Kiriskio at the right lower block.
Free throw is up and good for Lydia Austinson. Those were her first 3 points of the game. Benedictine up by 2. It is 47-45, 2:01 to go in the third quarter. Think this game's not coming down to the last possession. BC looking, and we get a shove. And for the second time, Kramer finds herself on the floor. And that time, the official called a foul. The foul is going to be on Zoe Hayward. It will be her second Pioneer team foul 3 here in the third quarter. Benedictine up the court with it. Driving down the left side. Racing coast to coast. Feeding over Kyra for 2. The assist to Benedictine's Allie Kramer. 49-45. Can you imagine the boost it would be to have another post, a 6'3 post, who is able to come in and give you quality minutes like this? BC will go to the, or rather, Mid-America will go to the left side with 1.5 to go in the third. The dish down to the baseline. Underneath Scott, reverse layup, no. Kyra coming down with the rebound. Because here's the thing, though, for Kyra, she's going to be in the game for a limited amount of time. They're still getting her, you know, physically back up into game condition, and we get a blocking foul.
Yeah, we're going to get Kyra over there trying to set a screen. She did a great job at first, but then kind of slid that hip to the side to make sure that she did get a good screen set. That'll be her first foul in the ball game. But, yeah, you talk about Ms. Rock out there. She's tall. She's athletic. The problem is, yeah, takes a little time to kind of get yourself into game shape and just get that knee healthy.
And to get that confidence back, you know? I mean, that's something that you've been working with for a year plus. 49-45, Benedictine with 1 minute to go in the third. Pioneers with the basketball. They'll drive, they'll shoot, they will score. And that was just simply taking the rock to the rack for Trelshawn Smith. That is her 10th point today. 49-47, again, Benedictine only by a pair inside the last minute. Third quarter. Out on top of it. Raines starts left, accelerates left, goes underneath the rim, and she just lost the handle on it, stumbles, falls out of bounds, and
hits the floor pretty hard.
It's been a hard day for Allie Raines today.
Yeah. Aaliyah's still looking for her first bucket of the ball game, and right now, Lady Ravens clinging to a 2-point lead here with 35 seconds left in the third.
Play clock, game clock about 10 seconds apart. Scott has it for Mid-America up at a high post. Back to the right side, Gooch. Out on top is Smith for Mid-America. Shot clock at 10. Here's a shot from the top. It is up and it is good.
How about this? The Pioneers are now 6 of their last 7 shots from the floor.
and with that have tied the game. 10 seconds left in the third. Connecticut's going to get the final shot of the quarter. Drive it down the right side. The feet in the middle. Kyra gets bear hugged from behind by Scott to hold her to the floor. And there was a bucket because Kyra had gotten inside her for a clean, easy layup.
So Megan Scott is going to be whistled for her third, Mid America's fourth. And with 1.6 seconds, Mizoraka coming to the free throw line for a pair.
I don't know that I've ever seen the bear hug like that just to hold the player down. And here's Kyra at the free throw line. It is up and not going to get that one. She'll have one more opportunity to give her team a lead. It is 49-49. This one up. Brims out. She will get neither. And we are through three quarters. We've got a game that is going to take, what, 10-minute game coming up. Go to the fourth here in Atchison. The Lady Ravens, 49, Mid America, 49.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
That was a huge third quarter for the Lady Pioneers out of Mid-America, who have come, Gus, from trailing by 10 to tying this game up at 49, and we go to the fourth deadlock.
Yes, so the third quarter, 22-15, right? Mid-America outscoring the Lady Ravens by about 7 in that quarter. Benedictine, in that third quarter, their scoring came from Skyler Washington, who knocked down a pair of threes. She had Natalie Samarin with 5 in the quarter. Natalie right now leading all scorers with 17. Thank you. So Natalie with 17, 9 apiece for Skyler and Allie. Allie Brzezowski checked out. Didn't play much of that third quarter with those 3 fouls. She is back out on the floor to start the fourth.
Benedictine and the home whites said they will be on the court with. What we got out here? Hold on. Yes. I just want to make sure I was right. Nicholson and Kramer, we at the top with Rain, Samarin, and Brzezowski. Here's a feed underneath to Brzezowski. Turns, backs in, puts a shot up and missed it. Rebound, Pioneers. Pulled down by Austinson. She's in the game with Gonzalez and Gooch, Smith and Scott. 9.5 to play in the game. Mid-America with the ball. Ravens failing to score in their initial fourth quarter possession. Austinson will have it. Down to the corner, drives, shoots, and hits it. Mid-America guys absolutely hitting everything they throw in the air.
Yeah, what? Now there's 7 of their last 8 shot attempts. So, again, you get 14 points on, 8 trips? That's not bad.
Benedictine trying to go by 2 with 9-10 to play. Back over to the right side is going to be Allie Kramer. She'll pull up her dribble, wants to get it to Natalie, does. Samarin on the floor a couple of times. Back it away. We're going to get Scott. Shot clock at 6. Ravens are going to have to find a shot pretty soon at 3. A desperation shot misses, and Scott comes down with a big rebound. Here comes Mid-America. Smith, she's been the hot hand and will miss it. No foul called. Here comes Benedict in the other way.
Surprised Lewis didn't lose his top on that one.
Scott got pushed a little bit maybe from behind. Driving across the feet in the middle. Brzezowski hits the short jumper.
Allie Brzezowski now in double figures with her 11 points.
8:27 to go. It's a tie ball game, even at 51.
In the pregame, you talked about a couple Lady Ravens maybe closing in on 1,000. Is one of them Allie?
Yeah. No. Hold on. Let me check my notes. I think you've got Skylar closing in on 1,000, and we get a whistle and a foul on the upcourt play. Let me go back here. Scott Washington is at 972, and Natalie is at 892. So both of them are going to reach 1,000 this year. Matter of fact, Scott may do it in the next game. 972, and where is she at today? With 11.
Nine.
So she's at 83. So, yeah, she's 17 away. And now Benedictine turns it over on the inbound. They're going to call a travel, and Kramer said, I didn't even have possession of the ball yet, but tough break right there for the Lady Ravens. It is a 51-51 ball game with 8:09 to go.
It might also be a makeup from the
no foul?
Yeah, the no foul on the fast break.
Sargent will take the inbound for the Pioneers. Kick it over to the right side of Michaela Gooch. Gooch shot. Heels in the center circle ring. We go inside 8 minutes to play. The game is tied. They want Scott in the middle. The drive to the right side. Look away pass back over into the edge. It's going to be taken there by Gonzalez. Back over to Sargent. Shot clock at 9.
They really want to get the ball underneath. But great job by Natalie playing defense.
Gonzalez with it on top. Drives right. And what's this call? We have a foul on Benedictine
Kennedy
and on Kennedy.
Yeah, reaching in right there, committing the foul. Not a big deal for her. It's only her first and team foul number one for the Lady Ravens here in the fourth quarter.
Pioneers are going to get the shot clock reset to 20, and they'll bring it into Scott way up above the circles. She'll set a screen, and you'll see her then flash down the lane. They want to get it to her again. Cannot. The Raven defense has been spectacular here in the fourth. 8 on the shot clock. Pioneers go to the right. Back into the lane. 5 on the shot clock. The dish on top. Sargent for 3. Perfect! What a shot by Arielle Sargent. It is her third 3 of the game for 9. 54-51. Mid-America by 3. 7-11 to go. Back out on top is Skyler. She feeds and boggles right through the hands of Brzezowski. She's yelling as she comes up the floor about 7 minutes to go. Mid-America with the ball, top of the key, leading by 3. Big possession for them to give themselves a little room. Here's a 3. Perfect from the top, Gonzalez.
Right now, Mid-America just red hot. And how about this? Coach Folsom going to call a timeout his first of the afternoon.
Timeout on the court. 6:47 to go in the ballgame. Mid-America with all the momentum. Ravens going to have to come back. Pioneers 57, Ravens 51.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday fuels. It is the Blizzard of the Month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Because the Mid-America shooting numbers are just going off the charts right now as they are hitting. In this half, they're 12 of 18 shooting the ball. 5 of 7 from 3. This half. That is 71% from the outside. Here's a Benedictine 3 for Skyler. No good. Rebound on the floor. Runnabom had it. She's being jumped on top of, and the Ravens are going to get a timeout. We're going to take another break. BC saves the possession with that timeout. 6.5 to go in the game. It remains Lady Pioneers 57, Benedictine 51.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Lady Ravens trailing by a half a dozen in the ballgame. And Gus Benedictine not shooting particularly well today. They are 4 of 14, 28% from the outside, 44% from the floor. Mid-America, as we were just talking a moment ago, they're hitting everything that goes in the air over 70% from three-point range in the second half.
Yeah, in this half, Lady Ravens are still not bad, 50%, 7 of 14, but there, just missed a layup in the middle.
Here's a shot underneath, missing, shot underneath, missing, shot underneath. Good for Brzezowski. So Lady Ravens break the ice a little bit there. Now trail by 4, 57-53, and we're at 6:05 to go.
13 points on the ball game this afternoon now for Allie Brzezowski.
Coach Lewis for the Pioneers. spreading the floor a little bit, telling his team, take your time now, ladies. They are in no hurry to do anything.
This always bothers me, right? When you come back and you're playing a really good basketball, speeding it up, why slow it down?
Here's a driving layup, Lydia Austinson for two. And again, the Ravens down a half a dozen, 59-53, 5:40 left. This is always the time in the game, too, when that clock feels like it starts going faster and faster. Inside five and a half here. Skyler with the ball, starts left, comes right, kicks it up on top, passing up the shot, and Kramer has it rejected. The feet underneath, and the shot is good by Natalie.
Natalie using the backboard over the front lip of the rim. Really high percentage shot right there. She's having a great game. 19 on the day.
Just over 5 minutes of play in the game. Benedictine down by four. Mid-America once again into the forecourt. Top side with it is Michaela Gooch. Michaela may be one of the smallest guards in the conference, Gus, right now, 5'2". Out on top is Sargent. She's hot. She hits another three. My goodness, this team does not miss. The fourth three of the game for Arielle Sargent. It is now 62-55 at Mid-America. 4:40 left. Benedictine beginning to press just a little bit, too. You can see that they're feeling some of the pressure of not having scored. The ball comes out on top. The set shot is a three that will not go down. Rebound Brzezowski. The feet in the middle. The dish over to Natalie. She'll miss the follow-away shot. Allie comes down with the ball. And again, you get a hug from Scott, but the Ravens get a timeout call.
It's going to be the third already in the first, five and a half minutes.
Timeout on the floor. 4:21 left. Pioneer 62, Benedictine 55.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum.
Benedictine put his ball in play as we return. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. 4:15 to go. Ravens have made a couple of adjustments in their lineup on the floor, and the ball's going to be slapped away. BC will have it in deep in their corner with only 11 on the shot clock, 4:11 to go in the game.
And there are a handful of Nolans in the Nolan.
There are. They're everywhere. It's a great thing.
And there's a Danny Murphy sighting.
No.
Far corner.
I just saw him walking around town earlier.
Gets his walk in and catches a little afternoon basketball.
Kramer, Runnabomb, Jacobs, Washington, Brzezowski, the Benedictine five. Jacobs will take the ball and kick it back behind her to Kramer. Allie comes right side, pulls away from 16, misses it. Rebound, spot four, and a jump ball called between Skylar Washington and Lydia Austinson.
Possession arrow to Mid-America.
There we go. 4 minutes left in the game. Pioneers are going to have it in, and it will be Austinson to do the inbound work. She went over and talked to the official for just a moment or two. Now Benedictine confused on the assignments on the inbound play, make a late adjustment, and then you'll see Gonzalez bring it up the court, frankly, with no one guarding her. 3:50 left in the contest. Mid-America just going to burn down some time here. Back to the left side, it will go Ralston. They've taken Megan Scott out of the game, brought Ralston in. Megan getting a little rest in case they need her for the late run. Driving shot misses. Rebound Benedictine is a rare miss for Mid-America. Kramer with the basketball, 3:25 to go. BC down 7 in the pass in the middle, and Ralston just crashes over the back of Allie Brzezowski, picking up the foul. It will be her first foul of the game. It is the second foul of the fourth quarter for Mid-America. BC will have it in at the baseline. 3:22 to go. In runner bomb. Over to the right side, Kramer. BC on offense. The feed to the baseline right. Gets it to Jacobs. It'll come back again. Now the pass in. That was a beautiful pass. And the layup is up and good by Brzezowski. The assist from Allie Kramer.
Half a dozen points here in the fourth quarter already for Allie Brzezowski. 15 points on the afternoon. And the Lady Ravens reach back within five.
But now we're at 3 minutes to play. Cooch around left side. Pioneers drive into the middle. It's nearly knocked away by Skyler, but recovered by the sergeant on the right side. Here's Cooch with it again. Steps it into the corner. The feet to the block. The back door and an E-tap. That was a thing of beauty. Jordan Gonzalez with 14 points. Benedictine Cousins in a little trouble now. They trail again by 7. We're 2.5 minutes to go. BC right side. Skyler skips it out on top. Brzezowski, 3. No. Rebound. Battle for it's on the floor. Jump ball. This time will be Raven basketball. So Benedictine will have it back in. 2:19 to go. And here comes back into the game, Megan Scott. They got her out of the game just a minute or two. BC is going to take Brzezowski out of the Ravens. They're going to go smaller. You've got, who we got out there? We've got Kramer and Runabom. You got Samarin and Jacobs and Washington.
Beers
look to bring it in.
We get into this gym and my phone is like just doesn't pick up anything.
Nothing. Nothing. You're not on the Wi-Fi. You're in deep trouble. Here's Runabom with it. To Samarin from 15. Two more for Natalie. 64-59. Ravens back within 5. We're at 2:05 left. Pioneers up the floor. Down the left side is going to be Gonzalez. Out on top to Gooch. She'll hold it up, looking into the eyes of Allie Kramer. Goes to Scott. Scott works right, pulls up her dribble. Now she'll dish it over to Sargent. Kicks it back out on top. Shot clock at 5. The running shot up and in. Driving layup. Those are so hard to hit. And Lydia Austinson makes it look easy. 66-59. A minute and a half to play. The 3. Skyler. No. And the rebound out of bounds. Back it will come to Mid-America. Gus Pioneer's going to come away with a big win here. 66-59. In the backcourt is Gooch. Slapped out of her hands by Kramer. They're going to shift in. Have Gonzalez do the inbound work now. Ravens are going to double up on the inbound play. And we get an immediate foul. The whistle on Allie Kramer. So Allie Kramer, personal foul number 3. Once again, it'll be put in play. That's only the second foul of the quarter by BC. Inbound it comes to Gooch with it still in the backcourt. She's able to drive through 2 defenders, gets it into the forecourt, stops there, wants to get it to Gonzalez, looking for some help. Goes left side, and Coach Lewis says, I don't like this. We're taking a timeout. It's a good timeout for Mid-America. Joseph, another one if you would, with a minute 7 to go in the game. Mid-America 66, Benedictine 59.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
We're down to only 1:07 to play. And the Benedictine Ravens trailing by 7 to Mid-America. We went into halftime. BC was up 7 points. They were up by as many as 10 in the third quarter. Mid-America has powered back. And they have just gotten absolutely sizzling hot from the floor. Did you find it?
I found it!
Quit.
42 clicks later, and you can find something on the NAI website. Lindsey Wilson right now leading Grandview 21-17. That ballgame has 2 minutes left in the second quarter. And Northwestern leading Morningside 16-14. Just getting ready to start the second half of that game.
I wonder how you got to 16. That's interesting. Is there safety in that thing, or are we going for two-point conversions? At the college level, you don't go for two-point conversions right out the gate.
Touchdown, 3 field goals?
I suppose.
You know.
Maybe. Minute five to play. Minnebrinka bringing it in on the far side. They'll get it to Scott. She's way up top side. Kicks it back over. Gooch has it. Shot clock at 14. Game clock at 55 seconds left. Gooch. Back it comes to Scott. Scott into the lane. Travels. No whistle. The dish to the right. 3 seconds. Two. The ball batted away. And the Ravens are going to steal it down. Nice steal by Jacobs. BC up the floor. But, man, they're out of time. Gus down seven with a half a minute to go. Alley will dish it. The shot by Nat off the mark. Rebound Benedictine, but again, they just don't have enough time to bring that thing back out and reset the offense. They're running an offense like they're way ahead. Driving in his run of bombs. They're continuing to pass it around. The ball goes out of play, and there's no sense of urgency.
They've run this clock all the way down to nine. So
20 seconds to play, down seven, and running the offense. We're going to have Jacobs out, Brzezowski back in.
But again, now Mid-America is still on a 6 of 7 for their last field goal, right?
Skylar Washington will inbound for BC. She lobs it to Natalie. Back it comes to Skylar. She drives in, turns, and shoots, and scores it plus one. Scott was just too slow to keep up with Skylar Washington.
So with that bucket, Skylar Washington going to get into double figures. She's got 11. And then John Lewis is sitting here telling his team, why foul?
Yeah.
He just said, why foul?
Skylar's free throw here rolls around and it goes in. And now it's 66-62. But again, let's hang on to it right here. 15 seconds left. The timeout taken by Benedictine. But Gus, it'd be different if it was a three-point game, a one-possession game. But now two possessions with 15 seconds is a fright.
Yeah, now Coach Folsom, I don't think totally happy with what just happened. He called a timeout, right?
Mm-hmm.
John Lewis had the official right next to him. John aced him out of that timeout so that he could move the ball up into the forecourt. Right, so John got the timeout, not Chad, and so now Mid-America will have the ball in way up here in the forecourt with 15.7 left in a 4-point lead.
What
so,
do you think high school basketball is going to adopt some of these college rules, like the timeout that advances the ball to midcourt? When that was implemented, I thought it was kind of a big deal. I don't think I fully appreciated how big a deal it really is and how strategic it really is to call that timeout and then not have to come in from beneath the goal, but actually to bring it into midcourt.
And how crazy is it that you have two coaches fighting to call a timeout,
yeah,
right? Like, Chad calls the timeout just so that Lewis can't get the timeout, right? I mean, so I think that, yeah, the strategy, I wouldn't be shocked if it's something that makes its way to the high school ranks. I also wouldn't be shocked if they don't institute the ring in high school basketball just to make it easier on officials, right? Because you can point and say, hey, there's my get-out-of-jail-free card.
But here's what they will never do. They will never have a shot clock.
No.
As much as fans want it, it's just one more thing, and it's just never going to happen because it's more work. Here comes the ball for Mid-America in a forecourt, and quickly, Hallie Kramer will foul Michaela Gooch.
Michaela looked like Rocky putting on a little dribbling exhibition out there, right?
And, of course, if you're Mid-America, who do you want the ball in the hands of? Your 90% free throw shooter.
Yeah, but the Lady Ravens still have, what, two more to give?
Yeah. And we're going to have Kramer come out of the game because she's got those four fouls, and so they don't want to foul her out right now. They're going to bring Kennedy Nicholson, the freshman, back in. And Nicholson looking and trying to finally commit the foul, but we're down now to 11 seconds.
So the Ravens are going to bring Kramer and Brzezowski back in. So that was team foul five, and now we're going to get Gooch to the free throw line.
Michaela Gooch has 6 points on a couple of three-pointers in the third quarter. Michaela is an 11-point-per-game kind of a performer. She is going to be below that today. But again, 90%, 90.0 at the free throw line this season. She is just devastating the good. And again, smallest player on either roster. This free throw will not go in. That free throw doesn't mean much in this game now because one more makes it five. I mean, it's still a two-possession game either way. This one is up. Rattles, it's in. So Gooch will hit that one. Benedictine taking a timeout. We might as well hang on to it with only 10 seconds left. Ravens are going to talk about this. And again, now they're going to get the ball at midcourt. Here's the deal. You got to get it in and you got to score. It doesn't have to be a three. You got to hit something in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, you just got to get it in and hit a quick shot. It doesn't matter exactly where it is right here, but I think that, you know, you're probably going to bring it in and look for a three.
And they do call another quick timeout so that you could try to prevent the midcourt inbound. You've got one left.
Yeah.
Is that where you use it?
Yeah, I think you use it right there, set up your defense, and hope to get a steal in the backcourt.
Parents and fans beginning to filter into the gymnasium for our second game of the afternoon. Coming up here on K-Radio is the Benedictine Men and Mid-America. We'll be getting together after this contest. We anticipated about a 2 o'clock tip-off. It's going to be maybe 2:10 or 15, but we're not going to be too far off schedule with this one.
Hey, I bet it's a beautiful day to just travel down 29 from Omaha today.
Is that right? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. See fans for all kinds of players coming in. Great day to travel outside. Here we go. It'll be Skyler Washington to inbound to Fort Benedictine. And again, Ravens have got to shoot this in a hurry. They're going to try to go back door, and the inbound pass hits the rim, and BC will commit a foul, 9.2. The inbound that hits the rim is not what you had in mind.
No. I mean, even if you go up and dunk it, you can't catch that one, right?
No.
It's got to be just a little off to the side so that you can catch it and flush that one home.
And that is, when that foul number 5 for
Allie
Kramer. So the sophomore from Nemaha Central has fouled out of the game, and Ravens are going to bring in Kennedy Nicholson again. At the line, a couple of shots for Arielle Sargent. She's been spectacular. Free throw here is up and good. She has 4 threes in the game, and that free throw will be her 13th point this afternoon. 68-62 and 69-62. So the Ravens down 7. That is now a 3-point deficit with 9 seconds to go.
And now Coach Folsom going to utilize his last timeout. How about this, though? Coach Folsom was able to keep all those timeouts in his back pocket until the fourth quarter.
A lot of party and dancing on the Mid-America sideline now as the players are. Why not?
Yeah. Nothing to talk about at this point. Coach Lewis isn't even really in the huddle yet.
No, he's out here talking to Natalie.
Nah. And he said, now, where did your family live? And, you know. I think at this point, it's like you're up 7, 9 seconds. You tell your guys, hey,
just walk out there.
Played well. Don't commit any fouls. Be patient with how you played these last couple minutes or couple seconds.
We'll keep you up to speed as best we can on those NAIA football games going on around the country.
It was 3 field goals and a touchdown for Northwestern.
Really?
And as quickly as we say that, we get another touchdown from our Morningside. Now is closed at 16-14. Morningside with the football. Lindsey Wilson still leading. He's 21-17 over Greenville.
Ravens are going to bring it in. 8 seconds, 7. Here's runner bomb, left side, Skyler. The shot missing, and that's going to do it. Your final score here this afternoon, Benedictine losing Mid-America 69, Lady Ravens 62. We'll be back right after it says.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856,
There was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium, the Benedictine men and Mid-America warming up their game coming your way here before too long on Care Radio. Lady Ravens coming up a little bit short today because they were able to have a lead, a double-digit lead in the second half, but just could not hold off Mid-America this afternoon as the Pioneers got incredibly hot from the floor.
Yeah, you know, the second quarter was huge for the Lady Ravens, right? 21 second quarter points. But in the second half, they were outscored, 42-28, you know? And so that was a tough break right there for the Lady Ravens. Mid-America hit 6 of their last 7 shots. It was just it, right? The Pioneers got hot when they really needed to, and that's going to be the ending story of this ballgame. We take a look at the scoring for both these teams. Lady Ravens, if you came into the game and I told Coach Folsom that you were going to hold Megan Scott to only 6 points this afternoon, you'd have probably been okay with that. 6 points in 27 minutes, but the problem was so many other players got in the scoring column, and let's just break it down. 14 for Jordan Gonzalez, 14 for Ariel Sargent, 12-point afternoon for Trey Elshon Smith. It was a 9-point effort for Lydia Ostensen. Michaela Gooch added 7. It was 6 for Megan Scott, 4 for Jordan Nakabar, 2 for Anna Rolston, and Zoe Hayward came off the bench, added a pair. For the Lady Ravens today, they put 3 players in double figures. They were paced by Natalie Smarin, who led all scorers with her 21. It was a 15-point effort for Allie Brzezowski, 12 for Skylar Washington. 7 today for Allie Kramer. It was a 3-point day for Jennifer Jacobs. Kylie Mizoraka comes off the bench. She gets a pair. And a 2-point day for Heather Runabaugh. So the Benedictine Lady Ravens record now moves to 8-2. They are 1-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We're going to take a bit of a break. Again, the men's team warming up. We've got guys basketball coming your way here shortly. Final score in the ladies' game. Pioneers 69, Benedictine 62. Stay with us and stick around with Joseph. He's going to take care of you and bring us back here to the Nolan very, very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports Boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.